Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Wednesday, December 18th, I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. 3 years after a tornado killed 6 Amazon workers in Edwardsville, an Illinois task force has one last meeting before sending recommendations for safer warehouse standards to the governor.
The Illinois Department of Labor Warehouse Safety Task Force has been meeting quarterly since 2023, building a document of recommendations to be submitted to Governor J.B. Pritzker and the General Assembly by the beginning of the year. Today's meeting is the last. Putting the finishing touches on the report, the task force has heard testimony from family members of those who died when a tornado ripped through the Amazon warehouse in Edwardsville in 2021. They were calling for stricter OSHA standards, city inspection funding, and stronger tornado preparedness regulations. The recommendation includes requiring tornado shelters strictly for privately owned warehouse buildings. Some on the task force thought that should include schools. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
A court hearing this morning in St. Louis County could decide who has the authority to appoint the next prosecuting attorney. Congressman-elect Wesley Bell will resign from the position in January. Last night, a county board committee voted unanimously to recommend the full council reject Court Van Ostrin, County Executive Sam Page's pick. Governor Mike Parson has chosen Melissa Price-Smith, an assistant prosecuting attorney, for the role.
The St. Louis County Council approved a budget preserving staff for the popular senior property tax freeze program.
The overall deal passed Tuesday afternoon will decrease the county's reported $38 million deficit by $10 million. That was accomplished in part by cutting 60% of job vacancies. Council members were going to meet December 30th to vote on the budget. However, County Executive Sam Page said that later date could affect a staffing contract for the county's senior property tax freeze program. Since the budget passed, seniors will still be able to come to the county building to file their tax freeze requests in person. Other funding items that were saved include money for sewer infrastructure improvements in South County, a program to increase pay for child care workers, and one for improvements to the University of Missouri St. Louis's South Campus. Julie Carpenter, KMOX News.
St. Louis's mayor calling in the FBI.
Mayor Jones sent letters to both the state auditor and the FBI asking them to investigate possible corruption in the city's building division. One report from St. Louis Magazine found one inspector had ties to 2 construction companies and supervised a city program which would force repairs on allegedly derelict building owners. There's also a KSDK report that an inspector solicited charitable donations from people whose buildings he was inspecting while also reminding them that he had the power of condemnation. A spokesperson for the mayor says in a statement, public trust is essential to good governance. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
8:06 on Total Information AM. How does a bill outlawing already illegal street takeovers make St. Louis safer?
You've seen the social media videos of cars and four-wheelers racing and drifting in St. Louis streets. Alderwoman Kara Spencer says her bill would allow the police to impound these vehicles used during these takeovers.
It immediately creates a disincentive more significant than a ticket.
According to Major Joe Marisi with the St. Louis Police Department, they have written over 25,000 tickets for reckless driving this year alone. No vote was taken in committee. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
A North St. Louis City Hospital has suspended operations due to low blood supply concerns.
Homer G. Phillips Hospital is in the Carr Square neighborhood. It's a new hospital with an historic name. But now, after less than a year since opening, the hospital has suspended operations per state requirements until what it calls a reliable and continuous source of blood supply can be secured. Hospital officials say they are working on multiple fronts with various suppliers, including the American Red Cross, to achieve that goal. In the meantime, the hospital has furloughed most of its staff. Homer G. Phillips opened its doors back in January, aiming to provide around-the-clock health care to residents, something it said hadn't been available for probably the past two generations. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
The holidays are a time when blood donations are needed most, and KMOX has joined with the American Red Cross to help this holiday season. The Holiday Heroes Blood Drive lasts through Friday, December 20th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. Sharon Watson, regional spokeswoman for the Red Cross, says many donor sites include area YMCAs.
The YMCA is hosting the drives in multiple locations on both the Missouri side and Illinois side, so we have a lot of locations to make it convenient for people.
She says that less than 10% of the population gives blood, so donors are even more important to meet needs during the holidays. From the KMOX business desk, Deerbergs gets back into a project it previously pulled out of.
It's the market at Olive Shopping Center, which was the subject of controversy during its approval phase. A lot of TIF funding went to that. It's now the home of Costco. Deerbergs was planning to be a part of it until September 2023, when it dropped those because of the, quote, unexpected withdrawal of a significant co-anchor, which turned out to be Target. Now Target is not only back, it plans to put up its biggest store in the metro area there. The development also includes fast food like Chick-fil-A, Chipotle, and Panera. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
A Wake Forest University survey reveals Gen Z workers have their own critiques of older colleagues. While internet discussions often label Gen Z as late and entitled, 53% of them say they are dissatisfied with leadership in their industries. The survey, reported in the Business Journal, shows that Gen Z wants bosses to act as facilitators or coaches, not authority figures. They value inclusion in decision-making, clear growth paths, flexible schedules, and most importantly, respectful treatment from leaders.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.